Hello,
hey guys.
Welcome to another episode of Cool Hit Parents. Oh my! I'm so sorry.
All right, go ahead.
No, it's you. That's the intro. Congratulations!
All right, we'll
you
start
played
the show.
Yourself.
It's dead start, air. Start the.
It's you're dead. When you say dead air, but yet I'm talking, that doesn't count as dead air. Anyway,
you weren't talking.
This is a perfect segue into our origin story. The bickering, the giggles, the ridiculous jokes, the you going, yeah, 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 while I'm actually talking and you think I actually talk that way. This is how we fell in love. Done. Origin story complete.
You guys heard that. That was basically my origin story, right? Okay, case closed. Done.
Finished.
So this is how it started. I'm on a rocket ship with a bunch of my friends. We're dressed as cats.
Mm.
And our ship gets attacked. We land on a planet.
Yeah.
And I have to basically be the leader of an elite group of naked cat people. And
where's the naked part come in?
I got this.
Okay.
Stand down.
Fine.
They can't see that. And so our ship crashes and we build a castle, basically. And there was an older gentleman and he gave me a knife, a dagger of sorts. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Okay.
And there was this dude who just, he like wrapped himself in toilet paper. It was really weird.
Mm.
And, you know, Amira's there. And there are two kids there. They're not our kids, but they're just there. And there's this big bulky dude. Okay. His name is Mark.
Nice.
And he has nunchucks.
Yeah.
So when the mummy type dude, because he has the toilet, they call him Mumra.
Can we get to the real story?
And he comes around and I pull the knife, the dagger. And I'm like, no, you can't do this.
None
I'm like,
of this happens.
Thunder, 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 cats.
None of that. All right. Just wasted, like, 2 minutes.
Boom. We got 28 left.
Valuable time that we could have used.
All right, guys. This is our origin story.
Let's give you your actual intro. Hi, guys. Welcome to Cool Hit Parents with Amira and
Brandon.
Yeah, that's his name. We're married. It's for real.
Like, maybe.
We got kids, too. So.
Okay, so they say we're married, but I don't know if Reverend Joan actually had a license to
she
do
did.
The things.
Reverend Joan is who married us. It was amazing. But we are cool hip parents.
What's up, Reverend Joan?
Actually, we're not. So that's the irony of that. We are neither cool nor hip, but welcome to the podcast. Hopefully you enjoy this and that whole little tangent of a story that my husband just told you that has nothing to do with anything that we're going to talk about tonight.
What has everything to do with everything?
Okay.
I fell in love with you when we talked about Thundercats.
No, it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
no,
technically.
It wasn't.
And gummy bears.
Oh.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Gummy bears is actually how we... Gummy bears and... Was it Smurfs too? I feel like it was Gummy Bears, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Smurfs. And that's where it just... Gummy bears took it over the top for me. Because when you said you knew what gummy bears
high
were...
adventures that's beyond
it
compare.
Wasn't it just a candy to you and you even sang the song. I was like, oh... I'm in love.
All right, so you got gummy bears, gargoyles, Chippendale Rescue Rangers,
Tailspin.
Thank you.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck was in the morning, so I'm like, I'm looking at afternoon. Darkwing Duck, amazing gargoyle. That's not what we're here to talk about.
No, we're not talking about that. So, what we will be talking about today is our love story, our origin story, how the Martins started. And it all started with a website.
A website. What's up, Jeff? Always shout out Jeff because I love him. He's an amazing guy. Rapmusic.com. What?
Yes, that's how we met.
So I was like, yo, crazy, stupid, ill, dope on the mic.
Oh, my. Okay, so for those...
I almost didn't get that out.
For those of you that are still... getting to know us, my husband here.
I'm a hip-hop rap singer.
He is a hip-hop rap singer. He is an MC from time to time. He's also a music producer. So at the ripe old age of, were you 19? Did you just turn 19? When we met the first time? We met online, y'all, if you haven't
When we met,
that.
I was like 18.
Okay.
No, I was 19.
Yes, because I was I 18? Yes, I was 18. I was of legal age. So there were forums. You guys remember forums? For those of you teeny boppers who are listening to
think of Instagram, but there's only like four pictures. And everybody on Instagram is commenting on those four pictures, and you can read everything.
Well, you know what? It's actually
a Tumblr.
It's more like it's like a Tumblr or a Facebook group where you're all there for there's a reason you all gathered together. That's what a forum is. So you all gather. Were all
made by V Bulletin.
They don't know what that is.
I know.
You all gathered for this one purpose. And for us, our purpose was rap music. We still love hip hop.
Hip hop, rappity rap.
It's very important to our lifestyle, our lives. But in time, we found each other via the internets from rapmusic.com and the forums. So
yeah.
I joined the forums because I had a friend that said, you have to join this forum. And she's a bully.
Which is crazy. That's like, how I joined it.
I don't want to. And then she's like, you're gonna. And I was like, great. This is why I have all my friends are bullies now anyway. Like we'll have them as guests probably in the second season of this podcast.
Like that one friend of yours. What's her name?
It's just like all my friends are bullies. So it's very apropos that my bully friend made me join this website and this forum. And then there was this guy there who all the girls were like, oh my God, he's so talented and he knows how to make rap songs and he's the best one. And I'm like, where's he from? And I talked to him and he's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, who are you? Where are you even from? Oh, I'm from Ohio. I was like, there are no good rappers in Ohio. You're nothing. Boss. Anyway.
Bone Thugs in Harmony. Okay. Other rappers.
Right. So I immediately pushed him to the side. Like, sir, you need to calm yourself. I don't know what these girls are seeing. I don't see it. And he's like, oh, I'm intrigued because all the girls love me and you don't. I need to know more about this one. Isn't that how it worked out?
See, okay. Yeah, but no. Like, here's the thing. Someone who doesn't like someone for what they do solely is awesome in my book. Because people are like, oh, you can rap or you do music, you play eight instruments. That's so cool. Let's go get married. Like, what? No. You don't even know who I am.
No.
Like, this isn't me. This doesn't define me. I mean, it doesn't. But, you know, so keep going. I mean, you're good right now.
Oh, so I'm accurate. And how that worked out.
I don't know these girls that you say these things, but whatever.
Well, that you wouldn't know the groupies until the groupies are like, oh my gosh, you got to love Brandon. Mr. E. His name is Mr. E.
Don't say it like a swear. It was Mr. E.
Yes, but Mr. E.
Like spell MR period E.
I know. So fancy.
In the building. Crazy, stupid, dope 90s hip-hop rap name, yo.
Yes, I guess. But that's really how that worked out. Because I was like, I wasn't giving him the business. I was just like, sir, you need to work on this, this, and this. I know you think you're great. Yes, you rhyme well. This, like, these rhyme. I get it. But I'm from the East Coast. Jersey girl, New York rappers. Thank you. And then we ended up talking because I was the girl that was like, no, I'm not going to be a groupie. And he's like, well, why not?
Which
and then
is we hilarious. Actually
had real conversations about music. And then that turned into conversations about childhood and our grandparents. And we just had a lot of similarities. And I was like, we're going to be friends. And then we ended up being best friends.
I was like, yo, she's cool.
Yeah.
And she had a profile pic. Because you only change your profile pic like every, I don't know, like year and a half.
Yeah, it's not like
my profile. Every 3 weeks. My profile pic was cool. I was like, no beard. Like this was non-existent. It was, all right. It was like here. I had a goat, and that was all of my facial hair that I had. And she had a picture, and it was like a brown wood wall panel. You know, where it's like wood, and it has a black line, so you know that it's real fake. And it was that. And then she had a sweater on, and it was blue, and it was an amazing color blue. And I was like, oh, that's nice. But because this is the first conversation, it looked like she had shoulder pads in the sweater.
No.
So I was like, yeah. I remember talking to my man, 2000 individual, individual 2000, who is still my friend individual, to this day.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, blah, 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 blah. What do you know about her? And he's like, oh, she cute, man, blah, 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 blah. She does poetry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, oh, cool. And he wanted to talk to Amira. And I was like, no.
No.
And I said it like that. I was like, nah, I got this. Like, let me handle this. And I was like, do you know, like, how she's built? Because at this time, like,
you're so superficial.
What is it, cyber dating or whatever? Whatever, e-dating, I didn't know whatever what that it's called.
Was. Whatever the cool cats were doing.
I wasn't superficial. I was just like, I'm like, are they shoulder pads or are her shoulders just mad?
You're so brawling? Horrible.
And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know. I was like, I'm gonna find out. Like, whatever. So we spoke and
on the phone.
No, let's get back to AIM. AOL,
okay. Instant AOL Messenger. Instant Messenger. For the whippersnappers.
It's blue text, but only on a computer and only through an instant messenger application.
Yes.
On the computer.
Not on your phone. Like, not phone times. We didn't do that. This was old times,
yeah.
When you didn't have, you could text, but it cost like $15. So we used to do it.
A text.
So we used to do it on the computer. Remember, you know those things, the computers that you use? Not the laptop ones that are really thin. It was like a real block. It was like a block with a big keyboard. And you had to like wait for it to load up.
The monitor.
And then it made a sound. It was like a modem sound. Like
for the.
Like it was old. That's old timey stuff.
Yeah, because the monitor for the thing was basically a couch, like half a couch. That's that would be sitting on a desk.
Yeah, very tall thing.
It was like click, 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 click. Yeah. So I'm in college, regional campus. So I'm only talking to her at school because I don't like this. Let me date myself. I didn't have internet access at home.
Yes,
my aunt was like, no. I'm like, yo, I need to live. But it wasn't like, it wasn't what it is. So we talked back and forth. And our first time, she was, there was no spark whatsoever.
No, we were friends.
We weren't even that. And she was like, oh, okay, bye, click. I'm like, how do you hang up on somebody
in their first time? Yeah, on AIM. Yeah, I did that. Because I was just like, I'm not giving them the time of day. I don't have time for this. I'm busy. I'm trying to get into the military, like school. I'm taking a break from school because I'm about to leave for the military. I don't have time for all of this mess unless we're going to be friends. Then we're going to be friends. And then that means I don't have to give you the time of day. I don't have to entertain you as a suitor. Okay. Like I just don't.
And it,
so yeah. I didn't.
And then it was literally the second conversation. And the first conversation, it was literally punching a brick wall.
Yeah.
So? With everything. And I'm like, all right, no, what, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
And that second conversation, I was like, I'm going to hit her up again. It was like a day later.
Yeah.
She popped on Delectable Honey.
Oh, you guys.
Delectable Honey in the building.
So corny.
And like, I went, oh, okay. So let me hit her up. And I went,
H-U-N-N-Y for the record.
Bling.
Not H-O-N-E-Y.
Now, keep in mind, I'm at school in the computer lab. And you're not allowed to download AIM. I did. You don't tell me what to do. Kent State. So I hit her. I say, you're on. I go, bing. And I'm in the computer lab from 2 o'clock that afternoon when she jumped on,
yeah,
until it shut down at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we were just chatting.
And we talked the whole time. And it was
platonic. It was all platonic.
Yeah, it was the most uncomfortable chair I ever sat in my life. But I stayed there for 7 hours to talk to her.
Yeah, the friendship was building and I was having a good time and you were having a good time and we had so much in common and it was just like, okay, this is cool. I like it. I like it so much. Yes.
Yes.
So that's how that happened until, you know, things got serious. And
yeah. And then
there was some drama.
Yeah.
It was drama. Like he had a friend. No drama. Y'all know. I will go through. I will tell them really quickly. Let's wrap it up quick. Right. He had a friend and I had a friend. The bully friend. Remember I told you about the bully friend? So the bully friend was a groupie for that guy. This guy here. My husband. And I was like, no, corny. But she was all about it. And I was like, oh God. Okay, fine. So as I'm becoming friends with him, she's asking me questions. Oh my God, does he like this? And how about this? And I'm like, oh my God, this I hate when girls do this stuff. Why do I have a friend like this? I don't want to deal with this. She's asked me all these questions about it. I'm like, he's my friend. I don't want to tell you this stuff. Like, then it's going to be fake because you're just trying to be what you think he wants. But okay, you're my bully friend. So I guess I'd help you become, I don't know. So they ended up internet dating, which was weird.
Which wasn't a thing to me. It wasn't it didn't matter to me. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, like, whatever. Like, this is legit how it went.
This longer. I was trying to make it. I was trying to make it fast. Okay. I know you did. I was going to tell them you didn't know what it was. Internet dating. She was excited about it. He was like, meh. So we still talked, and I was finding out he was like, meh about it, and she was like, oh my God, he's just the best thing ever. And I was like, this is not going to work out. And then he had a friend who I never met, but he was like, you should just date my friend since I'm internet dating your friend. You internet date my friend. I was like, great. I don't know what this internet dating thing is. It's not a big deal to me, but whatever. Are we matched up? We're matched up. Cool. And then it ended up that wasn't even his friend. It was him the whole time.
It wasn't me the whole time.
Like, he's a real person. Derek's a real person.
Derek is a real person. Derek spoke to her. And what happened? He went outside. I went outside. I come back. She's at MSN. Web TV now. My aunt finally broke down and got some internet in the house. So he's talking to her. I leave. I come back. I just sit down. I didn't realize they had been talking. So I just start the conversation back to where I was. Like, hey, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. And we had this full-blown conversation for the entire evenings.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, oh, this was great. Blah, 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 blah. And she ended it like, all right, Derek, I'll talk to you later. I was like,
oh, this Derek guy, I kind of like him.
I was like, what?
Like, I get why they're friends. I kind of like this guy. This might be something. Turns out, of course, it was something. You're talking to your friend who already knows everything about you already. This is weird. But I was like, oh, maybe this was a match. Maybe Brandon was right. And Derek and I just, and anyway, everything obviously all worked out because we are now married. And I've never met Derek. I hear he's a real person.
Which is funny.
He lives nearby.
Brandon, our oldest son, has met Derek.
Oh, see, I know he's a real person.
And I want to say Alana.
Yeah, my daughter met him. I feel like my two oldest.
Pretty sure.
Have met this Derek person.
We were in the mall.
Yeah.
We're at, what do we got? So we're at Eastwood Mall. And Amira goes somewhere, probably to the bathroom or to do something. As she walks north, let's just say, coming from the opposite direction, Derek is walking. And he's there. And he's like, yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
He walks in. He has his wife. He has, if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure they had a newborn at the time. Or okay, she was one or whatever.
You know, I'll take your word for it.
And I'm like, yo, can you just... like, stay here for a second. Mm-mm. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I gotta, like, he's I'm gotta getting go, ready to leave.
Apparently.
And I'm like, oh my.
He's gotta go. Right, I'm just saying.
Let's set something up. And he's like, cool. And he leaves. And I mean, literally, as he turns the corner, I see her walking towards me.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, what? I'm just saying, I have another friend like that. Her name is Tanya. And she resembles a certain lady named Joanna Gaines. Yet Tanya and Joanna Gaines are never in the same town at the same time.
Same town, same side of the country, on the same show, in the same room. Right. None of that stuff ever happens.
Never. Quote unquote, Tanya has never met Joanna Gaines because, you know, it's hard to meet yourself, I guess. But anyway, I feel like Derek is very similar to this Tanya Lamb, Joanna Gaines.
I will pull him up on Facebook.
Okay, great. Anyway, let's move on. Okay. So we ended up courting. For the whippersnappers, there's this thing that people used to do called courting. If you didn't live near each other, i.e. I lived in New Jersey. He lived in Ohio. You court. So we used to talk on the phone every day. And we wrote letters. I still have them. They're upstairs. I saved every single love letter. They were love letters at that point.
And we would take trips on the bus. And then one day, I was like, I'm not taking a trip on a bus. I want a vehicle. And I told my okay, I'm an adult when this happens. I tell my grandmother, yo, I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going to see Amira, going to a conference at my company. And she's like, all right. I said, I'm just, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'll just park at work and we'll just ride. All right, cool. And that was the plan.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not riding with y'all. I own a car. I had money. I just drove to New Jersey.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the conference.
I mean, we're completely skipping over the part where I lied to my parents to go visit him twice in Ohio because, I mean, you don't really need to know that, right? Maybe we'll talk about that in another episode about how children lie to their parents and when it's appropriate and when it's not. When you're 18 and older, I mean, you know, you can probably make sense of it all because I was 18 and older and grown enough, quote unquote, to lie to my parents and go visit my new boyfriend.
Which was crazy. I remember that.
2 months in a row to go visit this man who I had fallen in love with and I knew was going to marry him. He already asked me. It wasn't a big deal. He was a broke college student. He asked me.
But I wasn't. Like, I wasn't broke. No. But I was broke.
Broke, quote unquote.
Like,
college student.
Like, I don't. At the time, I didn't know where to go in Kit. And I'm like, I don't know. So we went to a college dorm and we got chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, he bought me chicken sandwiches.
And it was horrible because everything else was closed at the time.
That was our first date.
That
was our first date. He bought me a chicken sandwich with his buddies.
That's not even what happened.
It was like all of his little.
They saw us leaving and they're like, oh, you guys are going to Trusty? Oh, man, I want to go to Trusty. I can't tell them no.
Yes, you can. And then
they didn't sit with us. They sat at the booth.
It was next very to us. It was,
and I'm like, oh my god.
I came all the way from New Jersey to Ohio to have a chicken sandwich with my boyfriend and his five little buddies. It was interesting, but I loved him so much it just didn't matter. Like at that time, when you know, when you're young and in love, it doesn't matter that he feeds you a chicken sandwich and pizza. I think you got me pizza as well.
That was the first time.
Oh, that was the first time.
Man, I thought that pizza was good until I had Jersey pizza.
Horrible. Oh, Ohio.
Ohio is the worst pizza. And it's not really that bad. It's just the East Coast has such good.
Anyway, so
so good.
We fell in love via computer, you guys. And you know, and it's we fell fast and it was a real thing and it happened when we were very young. And usually people tell you, take your time, date, you know, do what you need to do. If it's meant to be like it was for us, then it's just meant to be.
Matter of fact, did I ask you before you came out?
Oh my gosh, yes, you did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Before I even visited him, he asked me. And I knew in my heart of hearts that this was the man I was going to marry. I knew we were going to have kids. I didn't want any kids, y'all. I didn't want it. I have my plan made. I was like, I'm going to go to school.
Malibu
Barbie. Points if you know what movie that's from. I was like, I'm going to go to school, finish college. I'm going to go to law school. I'm going to be a corporate lawyer.
Don't say it like that.
How
either.
Horrible, you guys. Corporate lawyer. All I wanted to do was write contracts. Oh, so boring. And I said, by the time I'm 32, if I don't have a child yet, I will just have a child. Not even thinking about marriage. I was like, it's fine. I don't, you know, you don't have to be married to have a child. And I was like, if I don't have a child by 32, then I'll just go ahead and have a kid. One kid. That's what I told myself. No marriage in there. I was like, you won't have time. You're going to be a lawyer. You'll be making money, big hotshot lawyer. And then here we go. At the age of 18, I meet this man, boy, whatever, on the internet.
On the Googleplex.
And everybody says people on the internet want to kill you. And yet I go, this guy feel so he's my friend. And then all of a sudden I feel like he should be more than my friend. And then we court and we say, we should just date because we just really like each other. And then it turns out we actually love each other.
And I asked her to marry me twice.
And he asked me to marry him.
When I asked her to marry me over the phone.
Yes.
And I was like, yo, would you marry me? It wasn't like, will you marry me? It was like, would you? Like, is that a thing?
Like, what it actually you said.
Yeah, what if?
What if I asked you to marry me? What would you say?
And he was I would say yes.
It's so
and
corny.
I was like, oh, sweet. So years later, and this is going to be the last thing I say. All right, years later, Pittsburgh, right? Yeah, it had to be Pittsburgh. She flew into Pittsburgh. I had asked my Aunt Mel to go with me to get the ring. And she cried while we were there picking the ring out. Then, so I get the ring, bing, bang, bong. I go to pick her up, got flowers, got all the whole thing. And I walk in to her having the worst flight of her life thus far.
It was so bad, y'all.
Now, this is, you know, pre-9/11, everything. So you can just walk to the terminal. So yeah. I'm there. I'm like, hey. She's like, I just want to get out of here. And I'm like, no. I said, like, hey, like, let me give you a hug. Because my entire family knew. And they're like, you know, my mom's like, bring her back here and then you can ask her name to see. And I'm like, I'm not doing this for you. So
oh, mom.
We're there and I'm like, I got to do it because like you're bugging out.
I was.
We got to get this done because this is what I want. Like, this is what I want.
I got no sleep and I had to I made Christmas presents for every family member and I wanted to make a big impression on everybody. And it was just, it was horrible. It was horrible.
So I hug her and in my right hand is the ring. She doesn't see it. Because I'm smooth. Like I got the left hand. Magic tricks, right? Hug. And I go, because like I'm going to present with my left hand. Because, you know, right hand, that's whatever. So I go to, and she looks. She's like, what's that? I'm like,
yeah.
Like, come on.
I know.
And it's Christmas, so I'm like, there is no turning back. Like, I have no choice. Like, I can't say, give me the ring
and
back.
And you already asked my dad. He did all the Thanksgiving things.
Yeah. I talked to her dad, and I'm like, I had no second thought.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's get it popping. And she's like, what's that? No, what's that? I'm like, ugh. And in the middle, like, everybody that was there, and it was busy, they knew what was getting ready to happen. And they just stopped. The entire terminal stopped.
It was
stopped.
Weird. I was like, what's
I
happening?
Dropped, and I'm like, will you marry me? I'm like, all right, sweet.
I don't think I did all of that.
Is that a yes or a no?
I said real words.
Is it a yes or a no?
It was a yes, obviously.
Let's get the popping.
And then that's how that happens.
And then she said yes, and then we left the airport.
Yeah. And then, you know, things happened after that. Obviously, he moved to New Jersey.
Oh, that stuff? That's where you want
to
go?
He started to plan a wedding. I mean, this is the origin story.
No, I'm saying that's not the things I thought you were talking about that happened. I thought you meant immediately.
Oh, no.
It's
technically after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is where we are recording this podcast, so we could get a little. But anyway, you may be listening to this in the car with your children, so we won't take it there. But you could probably infer as
she
to.
Yeah, fish.
Anyway.
It was Grouper.
It was Grouper. another movie quote.
That's
so basically, you moved to New Jersey, and then we started planning a wedding, and then, well, you know, this just happened to be a baby that was made while planning said wedding, so we just moved it up a little bit. It's fine. We were already planning a wedding, a very nice one, and then
the wedding was going to be August 20th. We were hoping for August 20th or around there because that was our dating anniversary.
Yes.
And somebody wanted to come in July, so we moved it up to February
20th. Yeah, we moved to February, which was a very wise choice. Very wise choice. So that's how that worked, you guys. And then we became newlyweds and parents in the same year. So welcome to Cool Hip Parents. This is how we became cool and hip, by doing it all backwards and meeting each other. Meeting each other on the internet. No, you guys can meet people on the internet.
Meet
now.
People
like,
on the internet.
I like my best friend. I met her on the internet.
I didn't meet her. No, technically, I met her on the internet.
Yes, you met her on the internet first, and then at Disneyland. I mean, you know, can't ask for anything better than that.
All right, so guys, you want to like? Oh, is that it?
I was just gonna give a moral of the story. Moral of the story is follow your heart. Is
that
like if you have a weird friend and they're the opposite sex and that's what you're attracted to, just, you know, if things happen, don't just let it happen. Like, I love this guy. He was my best friend. And then he became more than my best friend. And now we have kids who are all best friends. It's a best friend love fest in our house.
Things to know and ways to grow.
And then he does things like this. Baby rainbow. And then I think, did I make the wise decision?
I can't. All right.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add on to?
Yeah, as always, tip your waitress and protect your edges.
I'm saying to the story, the origin story. Is there anything else that should pertain to?
Thunder, 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 cats.
We also have an affinity for cartoons, but that's another episode.
Thundercats is my favorite cartoon ever.
It is his favorite
on Earth. I don't even remember any of it. It was just a song.
Oh my gosh, Lord. Lord, ways thank you for know. My husband. He's ways perfect for me.
Reading
rainbow. He's perfect for my children. Reading rainbow. He's a great dad. All right, we're going to wrap this up, you guys.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thanks for listening to our origin story. I know it was a weird one. I know we took you all over the place, but hopefully you can tell that we love each other. I don't know. But stay tuned for next week's episode where we talk about something else that's cool and hip and pertaining to parenting, possibly, maybe, I guess. I'm sure they want to come back now.
What? What's this laugh?
I don't know.
All right, shut it down.
All right, guys, we love you. Thank you so much for watching and for watching. Toast. For listening.
Toast. Toast.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Beans and cornbread. I don't know why these songs are popping in my head.
We love you guys, and I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. Where's that from? Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening to Cool Hit Parents Podcast.
I'm sorry, Sean.
And we will talk to you all next week.